Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good evening and welcome to Secret Passages on KNVC 95.1 FM. My name is Renee Marie.
And I'm Carrie Hampton, the voice of Issy Braddock.
And today we are joined by Cody Lindenberger, a writer of the show and the voice of the despicable Richard Streeter.
Hi, Cody.
Hi, guys.
Well, there is a lot to unpack from episode 11. I'm not sure where to even begin, honestly. First of all, I'm relieved that Drew is back in Harridge House with his sisters, but we still don't know what secret Liz and Ray are keeping from him. I'm getting more and more anxious for the seance that's supposed to happen. For Issy's sake, I really hope it gives them the answers they need. And most importantly, a major bombshell was dropped when we learned that Richard was, and apparently has been, employed by Aunt Sandra this whole time. And then another bombshell when he is bludgeoned to death.
Wah, wah.
If this were a game of Clue, the murderer is blank in the kitchen with blank. Cody, how does it feel having your character die?
It's the first time that has happened to me, I would say. It's a rather ignominious end for Richard, but I think he deserved it, so.
Oh.
Well, we like to start out our recordings with, what kind of ghost would you be?
I think that I would be a ghost who thinks that he's very helpful. I would, if I saw people doing things that I knew how to do better than them, I would try to intervene and assist them. But in actuality, I would just be a ghost who's just constantly interfering with things because that's how I am in real life. Yeah. Or just if they're like chopping onions wrong, if they're just, I'm like, no, come on, get your knuckles against the knife. I would be a ghost splainer.
Cody, how did you get involved in Secrets of Harridge House?
I have been friends with co-creator John Adams for like 5 years. We are on two different traveling improv teams, where prior to the pandemic, we would travel to different festivals and theaters around the country and perform. So I've known John for a long time, and he introduced me to Scott, the other co-creator. And I did a table read early in 2020 for a movie called Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. John asked me if I was interested in writing an episode because he and I, we do writing projects. And then Scott asked me if I was interested in auditioning for a voice role. So I did both of those.
Cool. How are you liking it?
I like it a lot. Everything's so weird the last year. I was furloughed from my job at the law firm I worked at back in April. So I've just been kind of drifting around the house very much like a ghost for the last 8 months, just looking for things to do. And so this whole project has really been something fun to focus on. And also something new, which is always fun to do something new, something you haven't done before.
Are we going to learn more about Richard's past, or is he going to show up sometime in the future?
I don't know how much more we're going to learn about Richard's past, unless we're learning it through Kate. I just turned in episodes 1 and 2 of season 2. So I know so much I could tell you guys, but I'm not allowed to.
Ooh. Yeah, don't spoil it.
I could just say though, like, season 2 is going to be crazy. It's going to be amazing.
So Richard is a hated character, we all know, and you have written most of his worst lines. Cody, where did you find inspiration for those?
I object to that whole question. Do we know that Richard's a hated character? Do people, our fans out there, like, sending in emails, yes, like, we hate this guy? Or just do the,
yes,
two of you,
because I had some listener question and they asked me who my favorite character was, and I said Richard, and I got so much shade for it. Even at home, my mom's like, why would you like Richard? Yeah. I'm like, because he's so icky.
He's my favorite character, hands
it's
down.
Fabulous.
He's got so much personality. and I would also say I did not write his worst lines. I've written his best lines.
His best
work.
Well,
touche.
Here's what I like about Richard. Richard, when you do improv, One of the things that's freeing about it is you can act in ways that you never would in normal life. You can say things that you know you shouldn't say because you have these like societal constraints that are stopping you from doing it. Richard doesn't have those. And so to be able to write a character who's just going to say whatever he wants because he's so confident that nothing bad can happen to him, that he doesn't care. It's very freeing, and it creates a character who I think is very funny and a lot of fun to play and a lot of fun to listen to.
Now we have some questions from listeners. This first question is from Penny in Cedar Hills, Utah. Penny wants to know, are you as horrible as Richard is in real life?
Oh, I certainly hope not. No, I think that I am a much nicer person than Richard. And I, like I said, Richard would be me like on my worst day, having the worst thing possible happening to me and just like not caring at all what anyone else thinks. So I also have a wife who would beat me up if I acted like Richard.
This question comes from Simon in Seattle, Washington. He asks, who's your favorite comedian?
My favorite comedian is Chelsea Peretti.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
She was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She played Gina on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's very New York. Most comedians, they either play a version of themselves who is so confident they don't care what people think about them, or they play a version of themselves who is so like depressed they don't care what people think about them. And Chelsea Peretti somehow does both at the same time.
Ah, I'm intrigued.
She has a special on Netflix that's fantastic.
Part two of the question from Simon is, who's your favorite villain?
My favorite villain is J.K. Simmons from Whiplash.
Oh my goodness, what a great answer. Oh, he makes my skin crawl. Ugh.
He's so great.
Yeah, that was amazing.
He's one of the villains who, like, he's so confident that he's right that he doesn't care what he does. Like, yeah. He gives himself just carte blanche to do whatever he wants because he knows in his heart that he's doing things the right way. And there's like a moment halfway through the movie where he finds out one of his students has died and mm-hmm. he's really like introspective and you start to see like the shell crack around him for a minute. And then he makes them do the like marathon 12-hour drumming session during the double time swing. Mm-hmm. And he just snaps right back into it. I've watched that movie like 50 times and he's just enthralling. There's a little bit of JK and Richard, I think.
Ooh, I can't unthink that now. All right. Our last question comes from Clay in Waterhen, Saskatchewan. Clay wants to know, even though Richard is a bad dude, he still came to Herridge House. Do you think he's a good guy deep down?
I think that Richard thinks he's a good guy.
That's totally true.
I guess that's where there's a connection to J.K. Simmons, where he really thinks he's doing the right thing, but the way that he's going about it is the worst.
They're both villains who are the heroes of their own story.
Yeah.
No, I think that final scene we see of Richard where he's drinking the wine and kind of morosely, you know, talking about where he's at. I think that's where we see the real Richard, you know, like in Vino Veritas. He's like he got sent to watch over Kate by Sandra, but he did it. Like he gave up his life to do that. And I think he feels like he did a good job.
Yeah. The whole plot for me is a fever dream. And then when I listen to it, it's like, oh, that's what happened. Everything kind of fits together. The puzzle pieces finally fit together when I can finally hear it. It's like we finally put on our costumes or something once Joe goes in and makes us all sound pretty, gives us our footsteps and stuff. Cody, where can we find you?
I am on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I don't know what my handle is for any of them, though. No, I think my Instagram is Lindenberger and Fries, and my Twitter is CodeBerger, CodeBerger. You can see me perform stand-up at some point in the future when we are past the pandemic.
And your YouTube?
And yeah, I have a YouTube channel that has some stand-up shows I've done. We always appreciate that. And if the world goes back to normal, we have a monthly show in Kansas City.
Cody, thank you so much for talking with us tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, ladies.
If you have questions or comments about the show, email production@secretsofheritagehouse.com, or you can message us at facebook.com/heritagehouse or DM us on Instagram @secretsofheritagehouse. We are also available as a podcast.
You can re-listen to episode 11 of Secrets of Heritage House on Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Time on KNBC 95.1 FM or stream it live from your smartphone or computer at knbc.org. Thank you for tuning in to Secret Passages.